fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Friday. Tommy, it's someone very special's birthday today.
Is it?
A big happy birthday to the Red Wiggle, Murray. Did you know Murray was the one who came up with that finger wagging gear with the index finger?
Was he?
Apparently he's credited with that. So, I mean, where would the Wiggles be without the finger wagging?
Obviously nowhere.
Exactly. Well done, Murray. And he's also got a degree in, like, childhood education, early childhood education.
Well, you would... I reckon that all the Wiggles, you could almost give them all a degree in childhood education because...
They've done more for childhood education than us,
yeah.
I guess. Hey, coming up this hour, we have got one of Australia's favourite comedians on the phone. Kitty Flanagan joins us. And of course, Tommy, the final instalment, it's been a week, can you believe it, of the housemate goodnight experiment. Ooh. And I have bad news.
Oh, no,
What happened last night. Details inside 20
yeah,
for
I
you.
Yeah, I want to see how it ended. Coming up next, though, I'm going to tell you how health insurance companies are trying to bump up your premiums by what you post on social media.
Oh, you can't do anything without being caught out on Facebook.
This is seriously a scary world that we live in.
Okay, new music, though, to get you in the mood. Woo. For your Friday. Kygo, Ali Goulding. This is First Time on the GV's Hit 96.9.
Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
So we all know it's really important to go on a bit of a social media sweep before you go to a job interview because your employers... these days are probably going to look at your Facebook and your Instagram, see what kind of stuff you're posting, to see if they want to have you around their office. Now it seems that there's no way of avoiding health insurance companies trying to bump up your premiums based on what you're posting on social media.
So if you're a regular bungee jumper,
no,
that kind of thing?
It's not stuff like that. It's more stuff like if they see pictures of you smashing a burger, unhealthy diet... high premium.
No.
If they see you drinking alcohol with your friends on the weekend, can lead to liver disease. Higher premium. So anything...
so not like risk-taking stuff, just
no.
Lifestyle stuff.
Yeah. So they've spoken to... I've read an article and I've spoken to the chief technical advisor for MYOB, which I find hilarious because MYOB stands for Mind Your Own Business. And that's what we're all trying to do, but they're also a tech software company. But he reckons... so every day on the internet, there's 2.5 quintillion bytes of data, which is the equivalent of 10 million Blu-ray discs stacked on top of each other. Now, that is the equivalent to 4 Eiffel Towers stacked on top of each other. And he's saying that artificial intelligence and computers are getting better at coming up with algorithms for anything that we want them to come up with.
To sift through all that.
Yes.
So they type in Tommy Kasher and burgers.
Yep.
And they can find every instance of you eating one that you've posted.
Correct.
That's a little bit scary.
It's a bit unfair. Like, you can't even have a life without worrying about, is this going to cost me a job? Is this going to bump up my premiums for my health insurance?
It's forcing us all to be really healthy. And I don't think, yeah, I agree. I don't think that's fair either.
No, you're allowed a bit of balance.
But then again, I guess they're looking at it as, if you're going to be a strain on the healthcare system, you should pay more.
Yeah.
Because why is the person eating carrot sticks and hummus for lunch paying for your burger lunch in terms of healthcare later on down in life?
That's a great point. But I think the only real outcome we can get to from this is that I guess the most successful people on Instagram, you could argue, the fitness blogger. So if we all just became fitness bloggers, we're all in the clear.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
But right now, Tommy, all week we've been conducting a little bit of an experiment, the housemate goodnight experiment. And when I say we've been conducting it, I've been conducting it.
Yep.
Secretly recording my housemates when I say goodnight to them. And I've never done this before. I don't say goodnight. I think it's purely reserved for romance. I think you say it to the loved one in your life when you're cuddling up in bed. But you and the rest of our,
yeah.
Is that a thing jury earlier in the week decided, no, I should do it?
I think we realised that you're the only one that has that point
of
view.
Yeah, no one agrees.
So what you've done this week is really big of you and mature. You've tried to give it a go.
Thanks, Tommy. And we've had some interesting reactions from my housemates. You know, what the hell? Oh, my God, she said goodnight. These kind of dramatic reactions. And I get a little bit of a kick out of it, you know, like, oh, you know, it's a thing. Last night, Tommy, though... no reaction. Anyway, way past bedtime. Good night.
Good night.
I mean, a very, very pleasant good night from one of my housemates there, but no reaction, no questioning. Now I think it's normal.
Yeah, they've grown accustomed to it.
They've grown accustomed to it. Now it's lost all its sting, and I don't think I want to do it anymore if it's not a spectacle.
You've committed. You've gone four nights in a row. You've got to commit. You've got to keep saying it now.
Well, now we're on the weekend and we're actually on leave for a week, so I'm not actually staying with my housemates.
Oh, yes.
So I reckon I can de-climatise them and then we can go back to normal not saying it.
Do you reckon you could maybe instead of saying goodnight, say things like peace out or like catch you later, catch you on the flip side?
Goodbye?
Yeah, that even works too.
No.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Friday. Just under an hour before we press play on your R&B Friday, but let's enjoy the ride together, shall we?
Jess, something I feel like I need to tell you. When my girlfriend got home from work yesterday, she said, "Oh, I enjoyed the show today. I got a Snapchat off one of my mates, and it was about you, Jess." Remember yesterday we were talking about eating food off random people's plates?
Eating a stranger's leftovers.
Yeah.
Trying to curb the waste in this country.
Yeah. So my girlfriend got a Snapchat off her mate, and it said, "My dreams are shattered. Hot chick off the radio eats random's food."
As in, like, I've broken the illusion of being this...
hot chick off the radio.
I mean, a hot chick with hot chips. Does that not make me more appealing? Apparently not.
No.
That's fine. Lucky I'm in a happy relationship, buddy. Coming up, Tommy, the psychic.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
Joins us in studio, plus everyone's favourite boss, Boss Billy, for an update in what's in the news feed.
Coming up next, though, we're chatting weird celebrity endorsements.
I'm very excited to talk about this. There are some killers out there. Brilliant. But let's really kick things off for your Friday. This is Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, and Daddy Yankee, the Despacito remix. On the GV's Hit 96.9. Chatting to my boyfriend last night, he ripped out the most random thing. Biotherm is a male cosmetics brand. Cosmetics is the wrong word. Like toiletries, face washes, toners, moisturizers, that kind of thing. And my boyfriend's like, "Oh, I need to start finding who stocks Biotherm." Like, that's random. Why? He goes, "Because David Beckham's just been announced as the face of Biotherm."
And that's the only reason he wanted it.
What has that got to do with the quality of the product? Goes, "David Beckham's the face of it, so obviously it's good." Well, I don't think whoever's paid top dollar to get David Beckham to endorse their product technically means the product is great.
No.
Hey, they might be great, but don't do it because it's got David Beckham behind it.
I wonder if celebrity endorsers actually use the products that they're endorsing.
I would love to know that. And you could argue, you know, would they put their face to a brand that they didn't believe in? But at the end of the day, if someone's waving, you know, a $2 million check in front of you, you might just be like, "Yeah, it's great, no worries," and keep using your, you know, your water and face towel, whatever,
whatever your
routine is. So I thought, let's have a chat about some weird celeb endorsements, Tommy. You tell me if you can pick the weird celebrity endorsement. I'll give you the brand and two options.
Okay.
You tell me the weird celebrity endorser, all right?
Sure.
Your first one, antivirus software for your home laptop or computer.
Right.
Is the weird celebrity endorser Dr. Oz, the celebrity plastic surgeon famous from Oprah?
Yeah.
Or rapper Snoop Dogg?
Surely Snoop Dogg, come on. Yeah.
Very good. You didn't I thought Dr. Oz, virus.
Yeah.
That didn't throw you off. Got to get up pretty early to trick Tommy Casher.
No. That just wasn't obvious enough for me. I didn't catch on to what you were trying to do.
Fair enough. All right, your second one. Here we go. I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Yeah. Is it Pamela Anderson or Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, no. I thought it was Fabio. I'm going to go with Ozzy Osbourne.
Very good.
Okay, pass me the butter then.
All right, mate.
I can't tell the difference.
It's the weirdest ad. It's two Ozzy Osbournes and they're like arguing over which is the butter because they can't believe it's not butter. It's very odd. All right, round three. Nintendo is the weird celebrity endorser Penelope Cruz or Michael Caine?
Penelope Cruz. I think I've seen this and she's playing on the couch with her sister or something.
Very good, Tommy.
Come on, Mario. Let's go. Good boy.
who at Nintendo thought, yeah, let's get that hot chick Penelope Cruz from Blow to endorse Nintendo DS?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know what Penelope, besides that movie with Johnny Depp, I think, I don't know what she's really done. I don't know what
she's
done.
She's done some other stuff, yeah. But she's also the face of Nintendo. So well done, Tommy. You're absolutely smashing it. So let's make it 4 from 4, shall we?
These obscure games that you come up with, for some reason, I'm very good at them.
Very good at them. I'm catering to your talents. Yeah. Your final one, the weird celebrity endorser. This one, bladder leakage pads for LBL is the weird celebrity endorser.
Sorry, what's LBL?
Light bladder leakage. So they're ladies' pads specifically for that.
I regret asking that question.
Is the weird celebrity endorser to make it 4 from 4? Ita Buttrose or Whoopi Goldberg?
I think it's going to be Whoopi Goldberg. Yes!
You know, I have a problem. Every time somebody comes close to me with a dying torch, I get nervous and... And when I laugh, I kind of spritz.
Oh, my God, that's horrendous.
She would have been paid a lot of money to do that.
Ida Buttrose has way too much class for that nonsense.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We're about to do something that's probably been 6 or 7 months in the making. Oh, okay. I believe...
Set the scene.
I believe I'm psychic, a little bit. And I always want to do kind of psychic things on the show. And Jess goes, unless you have a reason to do it, unless something psychic is happening in the news, we can't just do it for no reason.
Yeah, I want you to integrate it nicely. You know, this has happened in the news, so ipso facto, we're talking about psychics and, hey, I'm a psychic.
Exactly.
So unless that happens...
And I thought to myself, this is never going to happen. It's never going to be in the news. But guess what? The world-famous medium psychic man, John Edwards, is in Australia right now. So this is my chance to play psychic. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. I get to ask you 2 questions and then I have to guess what your standard Macca's order is. And I reckon I can do it.
Just based off 2 questions.
Yeah.
One of them can't be, what is your Macca's order?
No, it'll be something like, what's your name? What's your hair colour? What kind of car do you drive? That stuff. That'll get me in the space.
And you think you'll be able to pick that Marianne from Talamba gets a 6 chicken McNugget meal and a sundae?
Yes.
No.
Because I'm psychic.
Oh, this is why we don't do this very often, Tommy, because you're ridiculous and I have no faith in you.
Well, the people of the GV have faith in me. 13, 12, 16, give us a call now. We've got some CDs we can hook you up with. If you want to play Tommy the Psychic, get involved now.
Joined by the host of Australian Ninja Warrior, Ben Fordham, just after 8. But right now we're doing Tommy the Psychic and I just hate it.
Why are you so negative? Don't be a skeptic.
Because you have no skills. We learned this the last time you tried to do this and guess callers' names based on 2 random questions. You were 0 from 3 and I just have no faith in your psychic ability.
Well, because I am psychic, I've got a very good feeling about today. We asked people to call on 13, 12, 16 because the psychic, John Edwards, is in the country. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, you needed a reason to bring this back and you found the loosest reason ever. Trying to guess people's Macca's orders.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Very niche.
I know my Macca's though.
Yeah, okay. Mark in Maroopna, you've got a standard Macca's order. Come on, Tommy, let's get this over with.
All right. Mark, first question. When was the last time you had Macca's?
6 weeks ago.
Okay, so a while. All right. And how tall are you, Mark?
5 foot.
5 foot, you're a short guy like me. Righto. Okay. Your Macca's order, Mark, is a large Big Mac meal with 6 nuggets and sweet and sour sauce.
No.
What is it, Mark? How wrong was I?
Extremely wrong. It's a fillet of fish.
Oh, Mark, you don't sound like a fillet of fish, man. Ah, damn.
And it's a small one.
Oh, Mark, you're disappointing me.
Mark, just for getting involved and putting up with Tommy's ridiculousness, we're going to hook you up with the 100% Hits album, the best of 2017 so far, okay?
No worries. Good luck.
Kelsey in Shepparton, he's already bombed out once. He's about to bomb out again, but he does get 2 questions. Tommy, far away.
Hey, Kelsey.
Yes.
What colour hair do you have?
I have brown hair.
Brown hair, just as I thought. And Kelsey, what's your star sign?
Capricorn.
Well, speaks for itself, doesn't it? You obviously love a large cheeseburger meal.
No, I do not. I don't eat that.
Damn it. Kelsey, what's your standard order?
I just get a 6 nugget meal.
Oh, 6 nugget meal. I mean, I was close.
You weren't close at all. Burgers to nuggets. Kelsey, thank you so much for putting up with this ridiculousness. We've got 100% hits the album for you, okay? We're going to throw it your way.
Thank you.
And Jade in Benalla, he's 0 from 2 so far. Let's make it 0 from 3. He obviously has no skills in the psychic arena. 2 questions to guess. Jade's standard Macca's order, Tommy, fire away.
Jade, what kind of car do you drive?
A Mazda 3.
Oh, a Mazda 3, a little zippy kind of thing. Jade, what else do I want to ask you? What date's your birthday, Jade?
28th of May.
28th of May, okay. You sound like a McChicken kind of girl to me, Jade.
No, I actually hate them.
What are you, Jade? What's your standard order?
Classic Angus meal.
Oh, the classic Angus. You went obscure.
Tommy, damn, do you want to change this game as to Tommy can't guess your Macca's order? Because really, you'd be 3 from 3 if we flipped it.
I just really wanted to play because imagine the off chance that I got someone's order spot on. Imagine how good that would have been.
Jade, would that have
been... That would be pretty good.
Do you think that would have been good? Oh, okay, well, Jade's more convinced of this segment than I am. Jade, we're going to hook you up with 100% hits, the best of 2017 so far, all on one album. It is out now. We're going to hook you up with a freebie.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Jess and Tommy.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
One of the most anticipated shows of the year, Australian Ninja Warrior, hitting our screens July 9 on Channel 9. Thrilled to be joined by one of the hosts, one of the commentators, I guess you could say, Ben Fordham. Good morning.
Jess, Tommy, good morning to you guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. Thank you so much for taking the time.
I'm a bit disappointed, I got to say. I went through, we had 6,000 people put their names in the application stage for the whole thing. I went through the pile twice. Not one from Jess, not one from Tommy. Pretty disappointing, I've got to say straight up.
Oh.
Considering your reputation when it comes to health and wellness and fitness
and having the right attitude and being ninjas, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's right. Having ninja-like qualities. Hopefully there'll be a chance for you to do it in 2018 if we get invited back.
Start training now.
Well, that's the thing, mate. Yeah. It's been around since 1997 and thousands of people have given it a crack. Only 7 have conquered the obstacle course. What can we expect when it hits our screens, mate?
Well, I think those numbers kind of tell the story. It's not like, you know, it's not a walk in the park. It's, you know, I think we all have that dream of taking on a big obstacle course when we're kids and maybe as big kids. And this is so huge and it's just so enticing, but it's not made for normal people. Although there are some relatively normal people who take on the course who do really well, where you look at them beforehand and they're not, you know, as muscly as others, or as, you know, there's not 6-packs and 8-packs on every single person who steps up there. And it's interesting to watch some of the fittest people, some of the biggest, muscliest people, you think they're going to cream the course and they don't do as well as, you know, some string bean who jumps up there and you look at them and you think, oh, this girl's tiny, you know, she's no chance of... And then she swings away through the obstacle. So it's some surprises.
Like any ninja, it's nothing as it expects.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I hadn't even thought of this stuff. You've got to stay light. Right?
But Ben, as a host, those stats Tommy said, only 7 people having conquered the course. As a host, as a commentator, you, Beck Madden and Freddie Flintoff, how do you commentate so many fails?
You don't really see them as fails. When you can't imagine yourself completing one of those obstacles, anyone who gets through 1, let alone 2, and then 3, 4, 5, and it gets better and better, you just can't help but be in awe of them. So if all of a sudden they take a tumble and they end up in the water, it's there's no laughing at anyone's expense, because it's anyone who even steps up there and has a go, you've got to bow down to them straight away.
It's not Wipeout. It's Australian Ninja Warrior.
No, it's not. No, it's real. And you know what? There's no nastiness. There's no bitchiness. It's nice. It's not a cooking show. It's not a renovation show. It's not a dating show.
Thank God.
It's just something. And there'll be some parents listening going, oh, no, it's not going to be for me. Well, you won't really get a choice in the situation, because it's one of these shows that a lot of young people have been watching the overseas versions of, and before you know it, you'll be sitting down watching, I swear.
Benny, you mentioned you were in awe of some of the contestants. I've actually, I've done a journalism degree, mate, and you're an award-winning journo. I'm actually in awe of you. You were on A Current Affair for years, you know. Do you reckon your fitness that you've got from chasing the dodgy tradies and the terrible landlords down the street on A Current Affair will hold you in good stead for Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, well, no, because they were kind of more shorter, sharper bursts of fitness.
Yeah,
where,
right.
The chasing someone down the street, it was generally from out of a pie shop into a cab. That's about 10 metres. It's about 10 metres, whereas the Ninja Warrior course, you know, by the time you go through all the obstacles and then you face this final... The last obstacle is this thing called Mount Midori Armour, and it's like, it's a very different situation. So I don't think that has really assisted me if I was to ever have a crack myself, sadly.
I was going to say, Ben, have you had a go? You're obviously very well versed on the obstacles, but have you had a dry run yourself?
No. It's they told us when we were asked to do it, they said, listen, before you ask, you know you're not allowed to do the course. And we're like, oh. And I was like, and then when I stepped up and looked at it, I went, I'm kind of glad that they told us we're not allowed to do it, because there'd be a bit of pressure on to do it. And you look at it and, you know, it's for people who are those. And I think we all know someone who's just that person who's a bit of a freak, no matter what they try their hand at. And it's for those people who just step up there and just blitz it and have everyone else watching on in awe.
Oh, I'd be itching to have a crack. It looks fun. It does look challenging at the end of the day, but some of that stuff looks fun, swinging from that big almost high wire.
There's one called the log grip, right? And I did look at this one and think, I reckon I could do that one. You just hold onto this big fat log and it has two jolts and then you've got to let go at the right time. That was one I looked at and thought, I could probably do that one. Every other one I looked at, apart from maybe obstacle number one, I looked at and went, no chance.
Oh, okay. Well out of, one day.
Ben, out of you, Beck Madden and Freddie Flintoff, who's the most likely to get furthest through the course if you were to give it a crack?
Well, I'd say Jess, based on her confidence during this conversation. I think it's pretty clear from Jess. I mean, Jess is talking a very strong game there, even if you're not picking up on it, kind of like,
that's
you wouldn't
Jess.
Have a crack. Of course you'd have a crack.
Ben, if you can pull some strings at Channel 9, I would love to have a crack. I've actually got a mate who is doing the course. He's in some of the promos. I reckon I could take him on. I can do a couple chin-ups and I can run. And, you know, I'm pretty agile.
We'd love that. We can sign you up for 2018, seriously, because it's, you know, and we have the added bonus of you talking about it on the radio. I mean, come on, it's a match made in heaven.
Absolutely. You tell me when applications open, Ben, and my name will be top of the pile. Watch
Tommy,
this space.
I'll be looking out for yours as well.
No. I'll be watching
He'll
and taking
be on the
Instagram
sidelines
photos.
Commentating with you,
we
Ben.
We do background checks on everyone, Tommy, just so you know. if you're putting in an application.
I won't waste my time.
Keep that in mind, obviously. Yeah, well, we don't want to get embarrassed, obviously.
Well, Ben Fordham, thank you so much for the chat. We are so excited. Australian Ninja Warrior starts Sunday, July 9 on Channel 9. Catch Ben, Beck Madden and Freddie Flintoff. Ben Fordham, thanks so much.
Good on you, Jess and Tommy. Have a good day.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
A couple of days ago, I was driving past Notre Dame College here in the GV. It was around 20 past 3, so peak traffic for school pickups. And I turned down one of the streets and I was following this red Suzuki Swift. And there was an A4 piece of paper in the back window. And as I got closer, I noticed it was just like a sign that they were selling the car. They had the price, a few other, you know, details of the car. And then as I got closer, I noticed that on this piece of paper that was stuck to the back of the car were two photos of the car.
The interior of the car?
Okay, so there were two photos. One photo was of the car from a side angle.
Okay.
So you could see the front and back door.
Yeah.
And then the second photo was, yes, of the interior.
Okay.
But also, I just don't get why they've put two photos of the car, because you know what the car looks like if you're interested in buying it, because you've seen that photo
on the
car.
Actual car, yeah.
And if you're close enough to see the photo, you could just walk around to the front window and have a peer in.
And look in. Okay.
And I just couldn't think of why they had the photos of the car on the car.
The only thing I can think of is there's multiple for sale signs in other cars.
Oh, yeah.
This car's not for sale, but the car that this flyer is stuck on, it's this picture of a Suzuki Swift.
Well, that's the only...
And they've just printed extra and thought, well, we'll stick one on the actual Suzuki Swift as well.
Well, that was kind of the theory I was going down too. I thought maybe they'd stuck them on, you know, telephone poles or something, And they just thought,
well, we'll stick one on the actual car as well.
But I want to track this person down. If you know who's selling the red Suzuki Swift, get in touch with us, 13, 12, 16. But I just wish they had have maybe gone a bit further, done a bit of editing, you know, done a secondary flyer for the car. Because it's just raised so many questions, but I really want to find out who it is. I want to help you sell it. We'll do what we can.
Are you interested in buying it, Tommy?
Nah, I just think it's really funny. They put photos on the car.
All right, if you know the owner or if you are the owner of this red Suzuki Swift that is rocking pictures of the car
of itself
on the back windscreen,
yep.
Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on socials.
Jess and Tommy, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.